This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال الله أيضا ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To all the brothers and sisters, before we continue with our class, firstly we'd like to remind all the brothers and sisters, you will see some extra activities going on today because we have a German TV crew with us today. They are here to document the life of the Muslim in our country, inshallah. And I hope everybody will be comfortable with it, inshallah. But what is important for us, just ignore the crew and the camera during the class. Just focus like normal, inshallah. Now, normally before we start our class, we like to remind ourselves the importance of remembering Almighty God, the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen, so that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will always bless and also shower His mercy upon all of us. Today, in the same time, we would like to make a special prayer for three family members who passed away. The one is Abu Bakr Mansur, second one, Puan Rubia, alias Ruqya binti Karim, and the third one is Haji Muhammad Sa'dullah Fatullah Suhaimi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon all of them, and may Allah forgive all their sins. And let us begin with the morning invocation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma qfil lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum وأكرم نزولهم وواسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وأهلا خيرا من أهلهم وزوجا خيرا من زوجهم. اللهم أدخلهم جنتك وأجرهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تدلنا بعدهم. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي. اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of us who are still living, and forgive all of our family members who have passed away. May Allah forgive those who are present today and those who are absent among us. Forgive the young and the old, the male and the female among all of us. We need to keep on asking Allah for forgiveness, because we do commit sins almost every day. So we need Allah's mercy and forgiveness and guidance. We also ask Allah to bless all of us who are here every morning till the evening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our living and our dying. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all the fitan that we are facing from days to days, month to month, year to year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman so that we all will become the muttaqin. Amin. Brother and sister, the important to have taqwa is number one, Allah Rabbul Alameen promised all of us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever have taqwa in Allah, Allah say, I'm sure to guide all of you out from all the difficulties that you encounter in your life. We may encounter a lot of problems in our daily life, problem within ourselves, problem in our family, husband and wife, children, neighbors, problem in our work area. Nobody can escape from problem. But Allah is promising us, if you have taqwa in me, I will guide you out from all this problem. And the most severe problem that we may encounter when we have my financial problem. And Allah promised us again, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And I am going to provide for all of you from ways that you cannot imagine. He, Allah, is the sole provider. He will provide to whomever He wish. The important, we want Allah to provide for all of us the rizq that is being blessed by Him. Not just any rizq. Halalan tayyiban. We are aware that in our country, one thing that helps us as fellow Muslim and also foreigners who come to this country is they feel it's easy for them to look for halal food, because they got all this halal logo. It helps. When it is not said that without halal logo we cannot eat, no, you still can eat as long as you know that the food is halal. In Turkey, example, you will never come across any shop put halal logo there. Why? Because it's accepted. It's known that that country only serves halal food. So you don't have to have the halal logos. In our country, because we have this mixed culture, we have the Chinese who are Muslim and Chinese who are not yet Muslim. We have the Hindus who are Muslim and also who are not Muslim. And we have Malays too who are Muslim and some Aboriginal who are not yet Muslim. It look alike. We seem to look very Malaysian. Of course, we are all Malaysian anyhow. But it is very important for us to know what is our right, and also to honor the right of other people. And this is very important, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, every Sunday we always remind ourselves the important to have the right understanding about our iman, our belief. For those who have this book already, alhamdulillah, those who don't have it yet, please get one after the class, yeah? Because you can just refer it when you are free. We have finished knowing Allah, not that everything we have learned about Allah, just some basic understanding about how to know our God, the Creator. Then, after knowing Allah, we are moving to this book, knowing Allah's prophets and messengers. The last class, we were in page number what? Anybody remember? We are in page number what? Page number 3. Now let us go back to page number 2, the last ayah. Allah Rabbul Alameen, number 1, remind us, وَمَنْ يَقْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. In Suratul Nisa, the chapter of woman, verses 136, Allah Rabbul Alameen remind all of us, anyone, whether you are born Muslim, you are not yet Muslim, everyone who does not believe in Allah, if he believe in Allah, but he don't believe in his angels. If he believe in his angel, he don't believe in his book. There are many books, and the last one is the Quran. You have the Old Testament to Moses, new one, the Bible to Jesus, and you have the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his messengers. You may believe in the books of Allah, but you have problem in believing in his messenger. All the last day is truly greatly misguided. That means you cannot say, I am guided, I am a believer, when you have doubts in any of these article of faith. You are not supposed to even choose. You have no right to say, I favor this man, I don't like this prophet. You have no right to choose who you like and who you dislike. Because all prophets and messengers of Allah, that is mentioned in the Quran, every believer must accept it. You cannot have any doubts towards any of the prophets, not even one. But you may have doubts upon other prophets that the name is not been mentioned in the Quran. Yes. Because our Prophet ﷺ mentioned that from the time of Adam to Enoch to Noah to Abraham to Isaac to Ishmael, Moses to Jesus until Muhammad, there are 120,000 of prophets. How many prophets? 120,000 of prophets. If Allah will mention every one of them, can you imagine how difficult for you to memorize? 120,000. How many messengers? How many messengers? 313 messengers. How many that was mentioned in the Quran? 25. How many the Ulul Azmi? 5. Always remember this. Yeah? People may ask us sometimes, can we consider Gautama Buddha one of the prophets? We don't know. What we know is what Allah told us. But in one ayah, Allah make it very clear. He said in Surah Isra, وَلَقَدْ بَأَسْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدَ اللَّهُ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُودِ Indeed, to every nation we have sent a messenger. Allah said in the Quran, to every nation we have sent a messenger, Rasulan. And if you want to know whether this is the messenger of Allah or not, their duty is the same. Their mission is all the same. أَنِعْبُدَ اللَّهُ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُودِ is to invite people at their time to go back to God, to go back to the Creator, to accept the one true God. And do not worship other than the one true God. That's all. That is the mission of all messengers. A messenger is a person who receives revelation, wahyu, where we are the followers of the messenger, we don't receive wahyu. We may have good dreams, but no wahyu. Our dream cannot be a law to everybody. It's just for you. Good feeling, alhamdulillah. So, as a Muslim, if Allah mentioned the name Gautama Buddha, we accept. But is Gautama one of the messenger? Wallahu a'lam. Did Gautama invite any of his followers to worship him? No. Example. And people may ask about other holy men, they call them saints. Only Allah knows. So we just believe what Allah said in the book. The rest, we just leave it to Allah. And as long as what they are teaching do not contradict, Tawheed, and do not command any of the followers to worship idols, human images, stone, trees. Alhamdulillah. So, why we say that, brother and sister? Because we believe in Allah's book. Example, if people ask you, do you believe the night journey of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But some people find it difficult to believe. Because at that time, you know, there's no transportation like today. There is no aeroplane to move you from one country to another country. It may take you 1 to 2 hours, you may reach your destiny or your travel end. But at the time when the Prophet was alive, when they only travel with camel and horse, how can a man travel from Mecca to Medina, Medina to Palestine today, Jerusalem, and from there Mi'raj to the 7th level of the heaven above the throne, and then back again the same night? Just like people ask us, do we Muslim believe that Jesus spoke when he was in the cradle? When he was born, when people was accusing the mother, Virgin Mary, that how can you do this kind of thing? How can you get involved in illegal relationships? He said, no. This is a gift from God. Then Allah make Jesus spoke. We believe in that. Why do we believe in that, brother and sister? Because Allah said so. If Allah did not mention about that in the Quran, We don't have to believe in that. Allah said, "Zalik al-kitab la raiba fi." What is written in the book, the Quran, you should not have any doubts. When you have doubts, you have problem. So all the messengers' name that Allah mentioned in the Quran, we cannot choose and pick. We just have to believe in all of them. That's why the statement, a true believer must believe in all of Allah's messengers. Because believing in the messengers that Allah sent to the people is the fourth pillar of Iman. And this is the book that we are referring to. Now let us go back again, defining a prophet and a messenger. I think we did discuss about these two. Let us go back again. In Arabic, prophet is known as Nabi. Nabi comes from the root word of Naba, which means news or information. Bashiran wa Nazira. All the messengers were sent by Allah to deliver glad tidings, good news. And also to remind the people who reject the truth, to give them warning. So a Nabi is a person who is given special information by Allah. This information is called Wahyu. You see the blue, it's not there now, it's opposite now. The revelation. And this is the theme for our youth camp this year. Yeah. Inshallah, yeah. 18 to 22 of December this year, we have this special camp going on to make sure that all our youngsters, male and female Muslim brothers and sisters, will have a better understanding about Wahyu. The Arabic for messenger is Rasul. You see the different prophet, Nabi. Yeah? Messenger is Rasul. A Rasul is a person who carry a risala, a message. A Rasul from Allah is a person who bring a message from Allah to guide the people to the right path. That is the mission of all prophets and the Rasul. This message come to him through Wahyu, means through angel Gabriel. Now the revelation, the knowledge that a prophet received is called Wahyu too. Wahyu come to a prophet in one of three forms, and Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. In Surah verses 51, Surah 42 verses 51, Allah said, it is not for any human being that Allah should spoke to him except by inspiration or from behind a partition, a hijab. Or that he sent a messenger, angel, to reveal by his permission. Angel cannot send anything to any messenger without Allah's permission. Indeed, he, Allah, is high and wise. Now, it's very important to understand about Wahyu. Inspiration, which is a knowledge that Allah put directly into a prophet's heart. That is inspiration. Direct speech, in this case, Allah would speak to the prophet directly. Some is Allah put into their hearts. Some Allah will speak to them directly. But the Prophet will not be able to see Allah. And this is a very important point for all of us. If anybody claims, he says, I've seen Allah, then you just deep in your heart, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Enough. You save yourself, protect yourself from people who have these ideas saying that they see God. Why? Because Allah said so. We know that in the time of Moses, no one can be a believer if they do not declare La ilaha illallah wa Musa kalamallah. In the time of Moses, you cannot say, I'm a believer, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Moses. You can't. When you say you believe in the one God, the God of Adam, the God of Noah, the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, the God of Jesus, then you must believe in the messenger. So no one in the time of Moses can say, I am a believer, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Moses. That's why the shahada at that time is, La ilaha illallah, there is none that I worship except Allah, and Musa kalamullah, and Moses who spoke to Allah. When Moses, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِقَاتِنَا وَقَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّي أَرِنِي أَنْزُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي. This is a very, very important reminder for the believers. When Moses came to the meeting with us, who is with us? With Allah. Allah and all His angels is very close to Him, just waiting for His command to do what Allah want them to do, and they will act upon it. So when Allah talk about Himself, normally He will use us, we. His love, His kindness, yeah, that He will represent His angels. It's like a king and a queen, we. Is a better word to use than I. When we make prayer also, we say we. When you are praying alone, sisters, at home, you don't say, Iyaka a'budu wa iyaka asta'in. Oh, to you I worship Allah, and to you I seek. Yeah? Protection helps. No. Even you are praying alone, you say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And the best prayer for all of us, you don't say, Rabbana atini fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirah hasana wa qini azabanna. Do you make that kind of dua? What is the dua we always recite? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabanna. Wa qina, wa qina. Rabbana atina, oh Allah, give all of us. Not, I'm praying, man. Why must I represent other people? Oh Allah, give me. Give me all the good thing in this life. Give all of us the good thing. To remind us that when you are doing a prayer, brother and sister, don't be selfish in your prayer. When you want to take a picture, don't be selfish. You have what kind of picture going on? Selfie, yeah? When we have a lot of guest speaker around, everybody, selfie, no. If everybody will come like that, I can't move anymore. You know? When I'm moving, you just catch. You just snatch whatever photos you want to snatch. When Moses came to the meeting with us, And his Lord spoke to him. وَقَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ He said, who said? Moses said, My Lord, Allahu Akbar, allow me to see you. Now Moses humbly is asking Allah Almighty, allow him to see. That means when Allah spoke to Moses, did Moses see him? No. And what did Moses say? Allow me to see you. MashaAllah. He loved to see Allah. He wanted to see Allah. But what did Allah say? قال لن تراني. Allah respond to him. You will not be able to see me. Now this is a very important statement for all of us. There are people who will come to you. Do you see God? Why are you worshipping five times a day? Bowing, prostrating to who are you bowing to? To who are you prostrating to? To shadows? Yeah. Do you see God? So you do not know who you're worshipping. Then they're playing with you now. Do you see me? Do you see me? Sisters and brothers, do you see me now? Yes. Then you see God. Now they are trying to play with you. Now. When you can see me, you can see God. Now they are playing with some saying that the Prophet even said, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ Adam بِسُورَتِهِ They used to say that God created Adam in His image. Whose image? Now the word His is where people start to play around. They say His means God's image. So when you look at Adam, you look at God. Do God look like Adam? No. If you try to interpret that word in that manner, then you will see that Allah, the Prophet continue, وَطُولُهُ سِتِّينَ زِرَعَ And the height of Adam is 60 arm length. 60 arm length. Is Allah 60 arm length? No. So people will also say to you, God is in every one of us. We tried to get close to Him. Moses was chosen by Him and he spoke with Allah. And Allah spoke to him. But when he asked Allah, can you allow me to see you, O Allah? Allah answered, لَن تَرَانِي. When Allah used the word lan in Arabic terms, mean forever you are alive in this world, you will never see Allah Almighty. But every one of us will be given the opportunity, especially the believer, to see Allah in the Day of Judgment. Like how you can see a full moon. When night is clear, you can see the full moon. But not here. When our Prophet was invited to Mi'raj, Isra wal Mi'raj, the night journey, and when he came back, Angel Gabriel was not even allowed to enter the throne of Allah. He stopped at the sixth level and said, Ya Rasulullah, till here. My journey stopped here. You have to go up by yourself. And when he returned back, the first person to ask our Prophet ﷺ about his experience in the night journey is his wife. Which wife is that? Aisha. And the Prophet, when Aisha asked, "You seen Allah in Sidratul Muntaha?" He said, "I only can see the light. I only can see the light, but not Allah. Ra'aytu Nur." So if anyone come to you today, say, "I have seen Allah," should you waste your time entertaining his word? Immediately, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You don't have to read aloud in front of him, deep in your heart. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. Enough. Yeah. Even no prophet was given the opportunity to see God in his real image, because if you say you can see him, you create more fitna. Without seeing God today, you have so many fitnas already. Without knowing how God really looks like, people are making images. Make up from stone, wood, pictures. And say, "My God looked like this." And another guy will say, "My God looked like that." So everybody will imagine God look like them. Allah, subhanAllah, glory be to him, and may he be protected from all this fitan. An angel will bring the revelation to the Prophet. The angel is usually known as Jibra'il or Gabriel. And this is what we call Wahyu. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the messengers of Allah, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوهَىٰ. All the prophets and messengers will not say anything about God except what Allah, God, revealed to them. None of the prophets or the men dare to command or say anything about God except what God revealed to them. Today we have a lot of issues. People are talking about God's attribute and using their own imagination. May have good feeling. If Allah said he is above his throne, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ, don't change the word from اسْتَوَىٰ into اسْتَوْلَىٰ. Because if you want to change that, that means you have to change that word in the Quran. You take up istawa and put in istawla. You can't do that. We just believe what Allah talked about himself. That's all. It's not difficult. Today we have a lot of difficulties. Why? Because everybody wants to use their imagination, their feeling in talking about God. No. If our Prophet have taught us, then we believe, because nobody received the revelation other than the prophets. How did the Prophet convey to his people about the true God? Did the Prophet say to them, "God is in you, God is in me"? Did the Prophet say, "Whoever see me, he see God"? But you have people who say, "You can see me or not?" If you say, "I can't see you," say, "You are blind." So you have to say, "Yes, I can see you." And then you can see God. If you still can't see God, that means you are blind. So you don't want to be blind. "Oh, I see God now, because I see you." It makes things so confused. But if you go back to the book, you cannot be confused. You go back to the teaching of the prophets, you cannot get confused, because they will not say anything about God except what God has revealed to them. That is the difference between we and the prophet. We would like to put our idea, our feeling, but they will not put anything except what God revealed to them. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ أَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Now, what is the difference between a prophet and a messenger? The scholars have different opinion about this. By going through the following rules, we will be able to reach the best opinion. Number one, there is much in common between a prophet and messenger. For example, they both receive wahyu, revelation. B, they both are required to guide the people with the wahyu that they receive. Number three, they both have great qualities such as truthfulness, amana, patience, sabar, and honesty, means ikhlas. Sincerity is very important in all of us. Truthfulness, amana, and you must have a lot of patience. Number two, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention prophets, Nabi, or Anbiya, the plurals, or messengers, he usually means those who receive his wahyu and delivered it to other people. In this case, both words mean the same thing. They are interchangeable. Number three, yet there is a difference between a prophet and a messenger. Sometimes Allah talk about them as being different. For example, he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّى أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانِ فِي أُمْنِيَاتِهِ. Surah Al-Hajj, verses 52. We did not send before you, O Muhammad, before Prophet Muhammad SAW, Allah said, we did not send before you neither a messenger nor a prophet, except that when he spoke, Satan threw into his talk to create some misunderstanding. The prophet conveyed the wahyu, but the Satan will play in the mind of the listener to misguide them, to make them get confused. Then they'll start to, oh, this is the word of Moses, not God of Moses. This is the word of Abraham, not the God of Abraham. This is the word of Solomon, not the God of Solomon. This is the word of Jesus, not the God of Jesus. When all the prophet and messenger is conveying the same message, to worship one true God and to behave properly as a good person, to have good behavior, to be kind, to be loving, to care for each other, to help each other, to compliment each other. Not like what is happening today. We are stepping on each other. We are killing each other. We are condemning and humiliating each other. That is not the teaching of all the prophets now. And we become so judgmental, it's again the teaching of the messenger of Allah Rabbul Alamin. Now you can see that there's so many misunderstandings. Have you ever come across the misunderstanding? Yeah, been a Muslim, been a Hindu, been a Christian, and so on. Number four, all prophets and messengers call the people to the same basic matters of religion, deen, such as beliefs and moral. All prophets will focus on iman and moral education. Not about ritual yet. Ritual will follow. But the most important thing, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, is to have the right belief about the true God and then to have what? To have what? To have ada. Moral education is very, very important. Moral education is very, very essential. But today, we don't emphasize a lot about moral. We talk a lot about ritual. Pray, do this, do that. Even when you want to worship God, you must have some manners. You must learn the adab when you want to talk to Allah. You have to purify yourself. You have to clean yourself. You want to wash yourself. You got to take ablution. Example. You cannot just say, it's okay. As long as my heart is clean. Whether your heart is clean or not, you must have ablution. Even when you are praying, brother and sister, you should be focused that the Prophet do not allow you to just perform your prayer in your own way, but you should perform the way that he was sent to teach us. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. And this is one of the courses that we conduct almost every month, except to the end of the year. Then we take a break. Normally we conduct 9 to 10 times in the year, just to make sure that we know how to communicate and be connected to Almighty Allah in the proper manners. Even reciting Quran, there are manners. You don't recite a Quran like a parrot. You don't rush to the book. Be patient and reflect into the ayah that you are reciting. Believe, iman and moral are always the same in all of Allah's messengers, yeah, and their messages. Number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send message to different people through the time. The messages change according to the people's situation. Every new message brought new instruction in matters of the do and don't. Law or regulation, but not in belief or moral. Moral is the same. Respect your elders, respect your parents, be honest, be sincere, be trustworthy, be kind, be caring, be loving, is always the same from all the teaching of all the prophets, because they receive the same message. But law may change. In the time of Adam, example, the law allowed the first twin to get married with the second or the third or the fourth twins, because that's the only human that exists. So among the brothers and sisters, they can get married. But if the law do not allow them to get married at that time, there are no more generation to come. And the law changed again. Later on, no more. You cannot marry among siblings. You can't. Especially the biological sibling. Then there are times the law changed again. That whoever commit a great sin, worshipping other than the true God, one of the ways to repent to God is to commit suicide. In the time of Moses, suiciding is allowed, but not to kill others, to kill yourself. Not to kill others. You commit a sin, you have to repent to God by you submit to God's punishment. Kill yourself. Number 6, when we want to stress the difference between a prophet and a messenger, we say, number 1, a messenger is a man who had received from Allah a new message. That's why the Ulul Azmi, the 5 great messengers of Allah are people who have a message from Allah. To teach the people about the do and the don'ts. B, a prophet is a man who was sent by Allah to teach a message that was given to a messenger before him. And this is the opinion of Al-Albani, rahimahullah. He said, a prophet is sent affirming a previous law. On the other hand, a messenger is sent by Allah with a law new or old to which he calls the people to. In the time of Moses, you have many prophets. But only Moses, and he asked Allah to give him his brother Harun to assist him. But you have other prophets too. But the one that must convey the message to the people is only Moses. And Harun is there to just assist him. Harun did not get any new law, no. Is the law revealed to Moses? Harun is there to assist him, to affirm, yeah, what Moses have received from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Because every messenger was also a prophet. And this is important for us to have the right understanding. Every messenger was also a prophet because he was required to teach a message that Allah revealed to him. But not every prophet was a messenger. And so there is a difference between Al-Anbiya wa Rusul. It's just like every believer is a Muslim. Whoever say, I believe in one God and in the messenger of Allah, they are all believers. But all believers, of course, are Muslim. But all Muslims are not yet a believer. Why we say that? Because Allah said so. In Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّ قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. A group of the Bedouin Arabs came to the Prophet and said, we are believers. Allah revealed this ayah, said to them, O Muhammad, they are not yet a believer, but it's sufficient for them to say, we are Muslim. So every believer is a Muslim. They must be a Muslim. But every Muslim is not yet a believer. And again, to the next level, all believer are not yet a muttaqin. And all muttaqin are believers. You ask every Muslim today, do you believe in the sixth article of faith? Yes. They can sing a song for you. But do you have taqwa? If you have taqwa, like what Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever have taqwa to me, Allah said, I am going to guide them out from their difficulties, overcome their problem, and I'm going to provide them risk from the way that they cannot imagine. Today we have a lot of problems. We thought that we can be financially strong if we get involved in riba system. We know riba is haram. And all Prophet was sent to remind the people about the danger of riba, to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ said, in the day of judgment, the angel will pass them two swords. Now, for them to war with God. To declare war with them. It's a very serious matter. Are you telling God that you cannot survive without involving in interest? Are you telling God that you only can live when there is riba? You can't believe in that. People did ask me, when you are having spiritual problem, there are people who say, ask help from the good jinn to fight the bad jinn. What did Allah say? Ask me. Who created the jinn? Allah who created the good and the bad jinn. When you seek protection, when you seek refuge with Allah. You don't have to go through the other jinn. In Surah Jinn, if you open Surah Jinn, brothers and sisters, then you will realize that Allah have reminded us in the book, don't ask help from them. And we are telling people, can. Allah said, don't. We said, can. What are we talking about now? We said we believe in Allah. We believe in the teaching of the Prophet. Now Allah said, no. You said, can. Of course, it's up to you, brother. I remind you what Allah said. After that, you want to look for a new good jinn. What can I do? I know. You still want to believe that there's a lot of good jinn around? Yeah. Of course, there are good jinn. We don't deny. There are jinn who believe in Allah. There are jinn who refuse to believe in Allah. Most of our discussion in this book, knowing Allah's prophets and messengers, is about the common qualities of prophets and messengers. Because this is very important for us to understand. To follow a messenger, we can't, because we are not prophets and messengers. But it's important for you to understand the basic qualities of the prophet, and you try your best to follow. If you say you love Prophet Muhammad, example, all Muslims say they love Prophet Muhammad, what should we do? Number one, the Prophet Muhammad is a man of siddiq, first character. He never lie. When he speak, he never lie. Is that easy for us to follow, not to lie? It's easy. Just tell the truth, nothing but the truth and the whole truth, but it's a lie. Very unique truth. You can swear, you can say anything, but the end you're lying. Na'udzubillah. You are telling people you are so good, but the ending you lie. The rich lie, the poor lies. Yeah. The people, the intellectual people also lies. Ignorant will lie more. Yeah. The young also lie, the old also lie. Husband lie to their wife, wife lies to their husband. Hey, we all liars. Are we all liars? No, inshallah. We don't want to be a liar. But maybe before we learn how to lie a bit only. For what? For survival. You know? But it's time to change. Because the Prophet said, Iyakum wal kazib. Stay away from lying. Fa innal kaziba yahdi ila fujur. Because lying will bring you to all the bad things, the bad environment. And the bad environment will end you into hellfire. Be honest to yourself is important. You don't like people to lie to you, so don't lie to others. Wa alaykum bisidq. This is the attribute of the Prophet. Always be truthful. Fa inna sidq yahdi ila bir. Because truthfulness, telling the truth, always bring you to goodness. And goodness will end you in paradise. The second attitude of the Prophet is what? amana, Allahu Akbar. Be trustworthy. Ourselves is an amana, a gift from Allah. Knowledge is amana. The book of Allah is an amana. Your wealth is amana. Your children is amana. Your work is an amana. Everything that we do in this life cannot escape from amana. Just be trustworthy. Allahu Akbar. And the third attribute or character of the Prophet is what? Siddiq, amana, then say we have fatana. What is fatana? What is fatana? Not katana. Katana, you get it from Japan. Fatana, wisdom. You must learn about wisdom. Wisdom normally will come through experience of life. The elders have more wisdom than the younger one. They may not be so sophisticated. They may be very ignorant about all this IT, the new gadget, but they have wisdom. That's why they can sleep very easily. You know, because of the IT, we can't sleep. We are addicted. You know. So you see, there's the old people, the oldie, they don't walk and then speak by themselves. You know. But today, you see a lot of people in the city, walking and talking by themselves. You know, sometimes you worry, a lot of crazy people around there in the city, man. You better don't go to the city. People stay in the kampung. No? Everybody will talk to you. In the city, nobody talking now. Everybody is busy with other things. There is a danger of this. Yeah. But wisdom, you cannot learn from the book. The Prophet's sunnah is full of wisdom. Hikmah. That's why they said hikmah. وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. With the book of Allah and with the hikmah of the Prophet ﷺ, you will be guided. And the last is what? Tabligh. Tabligh means when you are truthful to yourself, you make sure you are truthful to others, then you must convey the true message to others. Because the message is an amana. So you must fulfill the amana, and the amana must be conveyed with full of wisdom. Not to humiliate a person, not to, what you always do is, we want to advise somebody, but in the same time, we want to humiliate him, belittle him. There is no wisdom. Parent, if you are talking to your children, each time when you have friend or their uncle, their auntie, my daughter is so lazy, there is no wisdom. You cannot trust my daughter, she don't do anything at home. There is no wisdom. What you say is true. Your daughter have not been in the kitchen with you. She's like a boss. And you are just like a helper. But you don't say this in front of their aunties and their uncle. Next time when the auntie and uncle come, they disappear. They are shy. Don't expose their weaknesses. You talk to them. Yeah? When the auntie and uncle visit them, that is the right time. Please go and bring some drink, make some drink for your auntie. They may not make drink for you, but they make drink for your auntie. For the auntie, they can. Immediately they take the 3-in-1. It's not difficult. Auntie, you want coffee, tea? 3-in-1. You don't have to measure, you don't have to get headache. just cut and pour some hot water, palas, palas. Sometimes children, they don't serve their parents, but they can serve outsiders. Never mind, let them start from doing that. Then you praise them, oh, you are so good in preparing drink, you know, for the aunties. Can you prepare the same drink for your mother? That's how you come in. Don't belittle them, humiliate them. There's no wisdom. So the qualities of prophets and messengers is the same, because we will be using the two words interchangeably. At the same time, we will make it clear when there are things that apply only to messenger but not to prophets. I'd like to share with all the good brother one ayah today as an ending of our class, to no distinction between them. Allah has made it part of a Muslim faith to believe in all of his prophets and messengers without exception. All of them have been chosen by Allah, the same God, to guide Allah's creation. And Allah said, قُولُوا آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَإِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَهَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful ayah of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, verses 1-3-6. Say, now Allah command every one of us who believe in Him. And He command the Prophet to tell us, say, we believe in Allah and the revelation given to us, and that was given to Abraham, Ismail the firstborn, Ishaq the son of Abraham from the first wife Sarah, Yaqub from Ishaq, and the son of Yaqub. Who are the son of Yaqub? Who are the son of Yaqub? The 12. Yeah. The 12 sibling of Yusuf. You have Benjamin and end with Yusuf. This is the beginning of Bani Israel. The Bani Israel was divided into 12 tribes. That's what Yusuf said to his father. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara qawqaban li sajidin. I saw in my dream 11 stars prostrate to me. What is the stars? Is the 11 sibling. The sons of Yaqub. And that was given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all the prophets from their Lord. And Allah said, وَلَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَهَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We have no prejudice against any one of them, and to him we submit. All the name of the prophet been mentioned by Allah, submit to the same God. That we all submit until today. Then how can we be so divided? How can we live like strangers when all of us are worshipping the same God and believe in all the same prophets and messengers? It's because we make some difference. We are prejudiced. We all are very prejudiced. Do you believe in that? We are racist sometimes. That is what makes us fail ourselves. The message of the Prophet was so beautiful. Rahmatalil Alamin. He was sent to as a mercy to the world, to everybody. He was sent to present everybody, to talk on behalf of everybody. Now when we talk about things, we talk about ourselves. We are not representing human being today. We don't represent mankind. We are representing one group of people. May Allah Rabbul Alameen save us from this misunderstanding. That's what I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, today. Please remember this ayah 136 in Surah Al-Baqarah. And please remember what we have said to you earlier. Anybody claim that he sees Allah, you know what Allah said about them? Allah said, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When you encounter people who self-claim that without knowledge, because they don't have any evidence, just their feeling, Allah consider this group of people as jahiliyyah, ignorant about the truth and the whole truth. So what should you do? What should you do? You waste your time arguing with them? Alhamdulillah. Salam. Qalu salama. Bye bye. No, I have something better to do. I don't want to waste my time talking with you, and you are going to make me half crazy by me believing in what I believe now. Suddenly I got headache now. From headache I got migraine. The next level of migraine is what? You see, you all do not know, because you have never experienced that. The next level of migraine is vertigo. Oh, vertigo. Now I can say that because I have experienced that before. From a bit headache to migraine. So the doctor said migraine, he give you sleeping pill, sleep. After 1-2 days, alhamdulillah. But I encounter the third level, vertigo. Before that, people think vertigo, what? Tiger, tiger. Another tiger come into your life. When I experience Allahu Akbar, the whole world is spinning. You can't even stand, you can't even sit. While you are lying down, you still spin. And you are asking, is there an earthquake today? There is vertigo. Anybody who have never experienced vertigo, alhamdulillah. And ask Allah to protect you from that. Yeah? May Allah give us the right understanding towards all the prophets, to the article of faith, so that we will not misrepresent Islam. Amen. Now we open for Q&A for the brothers and sisters. Is there any question? Is Q&A time. Faddal, ladies first. If any of the brother disagree, why lady first is also okay. You have the right to disagree. But we still go for ladies first. No question from the ladies? Any question from the ladies? None today. We'll come back to the brothers. Any question from the brothers? Now, there's a question here. We said the mic. Is there a mic, please? Send the mic to the brother.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam, rahmatullah.
Okay, how can we explain to non-Muslim, even to Muslim, a question? Islam is 1438 years ago.
Islam is
1438 years ago. But yet again, we know each prophet came bringing Islam, believing in one God. So where is the difference?
No.
So how can we tell them between this and that?
Yeah, we will have to explain to the people who are not yet a Muslim. Islam is not new. All prophets are Muslim because Allah said so. They submit to the one God who created all of us. Because the word Muslim means a person who submit to the true God. Yeah? So whether they can accept it or they can understand, of course this is Allah's hidayah. You know? That's why we don't call ourselves Muhammadiyah. Even there's an organization called Muhammadiyah in Indonesia, also in Malaysia. You can say Muhammadiyah also means you are following Prophet Muhammad. But we do not want people to misinterpret that. This religion is created by Muhammad. No. He did not come up with his own religion. He just carried out the message. Like, the Jew, maybe they said, whoever follow Moses, they call what? Judaism. Did Moses call his people Judaism? He said, oh my people, Bani Israel. The same go to in Jesus. Did Jesus name his followers as Christian? No. Later on, people use this term to represent themselves. Like Gautama Buddha, did he give a name to his follower about Buddhism? No. And today you have the Sai Baba and all these things. It's just because these are the name of the person. Later on, the followers relate themselves with the name. But when you say Muslim, that means we all go back to one God. So that is the best thing we can tell them, inshallah. Salam. Why Allah choose to speak directly to Moses but use Gabriel to Muhammad? In the Quran, Allah mentioned that Moses kalam Allah. From different time, Allah approached different prophet in a different manner that he wish. But most of them talk to Allah. But sometimes the term they use at the time of Moses, known as Kalam Allah. At the time of Abraham, known as Khalil Allah. At the time of David, of Ismail, known as Zabih Allah. At the time of Noah, known as Najib Allah. At the time of Prophet Muhammad, in the time of Jesus, Ruh Allah. No, this is a term used by Allah who choose to use any term that He would like. But all have the same kind of experience. Only they are not known as Kalam Allah, like Moses. Allah did spoke to the prophets directly. That's why you have Hadith Qudsi without going through Angel Gabriel. Through Angel Gabriel, then you have the Wahyu, known as Kitab. So there's no issue for us. For us, it's Allah's will to come in any form He likes. The way He communicates with the Prophet, He may communicate in this manner, that manner, is up to Him. So that's why we just mentioned what Allah mentioned about Moses. Now,
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikum salam.
I have a question. You said earlier that every believer is a Muslim, but every Muslim is not yet a believer. So what are the conditions for us to achieve that state of a believing Muslim, besides praying five times a day and so forth?
Now, alhamdulillah, it's a very good question from the sisters. Now let us refer back to what God said. If you bring opinion, people can give us a lot of opinion. We don't like to listen to opinion. When it comes to religious matter, we want to know what God said about a believer. Now that ayah that I quote early, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَبُ آمَنَّ قُلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. A group of people came to the Prophet, said, we are believer. The Prophet do not know what to say, whether to accept what they claim or not. He have no right to say yes or no. But Allah Almighty, the All-Knowing, revealed that ayah, O Muhammad, tell them you are not yet a believer, but sufficient for you to say, I am a Muslim. Then Allah continued, وَلَمَّا يَدْقُلِ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِدْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. Allahu Akbar. Wait until the iman penetrate your heart. Iman is not what you say, how you dress. It's not because of your beard. No, no, no. Iman will start from the heart. When the iman penetrates into your heart, the result, this is where the sign is. The result of your iman, you will become a person who are very obedient to Allah's commandment and the saying of His messenger. Whatever Allah wants you to do, you are ready to accept it without any doubts, and you are going to apply it in the way the Prophet ﷺ has shown you. You understand that, sis? I give you two simple examples. People may take it very lightly. Why do we eat and drink? Why? Yeah, because we want to live. Whether God called me to eat or not, I'm going to eat. Whether God wants to call me to drink, I'm going to drink when I'm thirsty. That is how we respond to our needs. But eating and drinking what is halal and good is a command. Don't just eat anything. If you eat anything, that means you are not obeying Allah. When you eat what is halal, you are obeying Him. When you drink what is halal, you are obeying Him. Okay? Now you are obeying Him now. Wa in tuti Allah wa rasula. Then now, how do we eat and drink? Use your right hand. Say Bismillah. Because the Prophet says so. You may eat, you may drink halal, you choose halal. But now the way you eat and drink is not correct. You are not following the Prophets. But when you become a believer, if the Prophet said this, I am going to follow. You are not going to give excuses. Oh, it's okay, no, it's just a small matter, no, left hand, no, kidal, kidal, no, no. And you give excuse, kidal, kidal. If you have two hands, use. If Allah and the Prophet say, use right, right. Example. Then you will see the iman is there. Why you change the hand? Normally you don't change. Now why you change to right hand, sister? Why? Because you believe. This is what the Prophet said. So you want to know whether your iman is there or not. Do you obey Allah's commandment and follow the way of the Prophet or not, from there you would know whether now you have upgraded yourself to the level of Iman or you are still in the level of Muslim. You got that, sis? Yeah. Last one. There is one example. To make sure your Iman is sound, is true, it's not just feeling, imagination, the Prophet give you four signs. Man ahabba lillah, then continue. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah. Come on. Wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqlama al-iman. If you want to check whether you have a sound iman, you must love what Allah loves for His sake. You hate what Allah hates for the sake of Allah. You give for the sake of Allah. You withhold for the sake of Allah. When you have this four, the Prophet confirmed you have a sound iman. You got that, sis? Yeah, inshallah. Once again, for the young sisters and the brothers who have never joined our camp, it's good for you to enroll yourself and be with us. We'll be with you for 4 nights, 5 days, inshallah. Nam, sister, masters, the mic to the other sister.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Refer back to the example that you have just gave us for the question that sister asked. So now I have an example.
Okay.
Like, for example, a person that he follows what the Muslim practice, which is pray 5 times a day, and he always pray sunnah prayer, and he take care of his prayers and food, eat halal food and everything.
Good.
But this particular person always come up with the word that can hurt others very badly. So can I call him a Muslim but not yet a believer?
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We believe that nobody is perfect. He may have some iman in another area, but he may be weak when it comes to communication. He's not very careful in his word. When he speaks, he hurts people's feelings. That's what you are saying? He has been a good Muslim. He pray 5 times a day. He pray the sunnah prayer. He do a lot of good things. But the only weaknesses this brother or this sister have is when he talk or when she speak, she's not careful with his word. Now, I would say that is one of his or her weaknesses. We must help them. We don't judge them. There's no iman in you. Oh, it's not good. Then he become more angry. Then he will use more bad words. So you are not helping them. You say, Alhamdulillah, I think you have some iman. But you need to strengthen your iman. You know what Prophet said? And you must quote the saying of the Prophet. You can say, no, I don't like the way you speak to me. But there is me. You must learn how to accept me. And this is me. I love Maggie me. What can you do? You say, Maggie me is not good for you. But that's what I love. So you have to tell him. Our Prophet say, "Man kana yu'min billah wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khairan aw liyasmut." Allahu Akbar. Whoever claim he believe in Allah and the day of judgment, when you want to speak, make sure you only speak what is good. Or not, silent is better. You understand that, sis? But don't ever imagine, don't ever expect that you want to get somebody perfect 100%. You can't. He's good in this area, he's weak in other area. He needs somebody to remind him. You got that, sis? I think he has some iman, inshallah. Yeah. I always want to believe they do have some iman, but they need to strengthen their iman. Okay, sis? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Last question from the sisters. Today we open for the sister. The sister take the last one. Yeah. And the last one, pass to the last sister, inshallah. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I believe my friend's problem is related to the sisters before this, about this particular sister. She is a good believer, practicing, but when it comes to a problem, certain problem, she always question Allah about the qada and qadar. She didn't believe in it. So how can I help her?
You only can help her if you have a better understanding about qada and qadar. That's why the Prophet put this 6 article of faith which Allah mentioned in the Quran, and one of them is qada and qadar. Now the problem is, how do you believe in qada and qadar? We have a book on this. I would recommend you to buy this book and present it to him and let her read first. While she's reading, she may still have doubts. So then you can bring them to us. Maybe we spend half an hour to talk about it. And then I believe, one, we can make her understand what Allah said about qada and qadar, then she will start to have a better belief about qada and qadar. Yeah? It's a matter of how we deliver the message to her. And sometimes if you misrepresent qada and qadar, he will ask you a question, you yourself will have doubts again. It makes sense. Huh? What is she saying to me? There's some truth behind it. And now you yourself is going to be affected by the waswas. So it's better to have the right knowledge. Yeah? So that would be my best advice. I think you may have shared with her. She have been a good Muslimah, alhamdulillah. She have no problem about Allah, no problem about the Quran, no problem about the Prophet. But when it comes to qada and qadar, maybe something must have happened to her that make her so confused. And she do not know how to really believe in qada and qadar, or predestination, or what is been ordained by God on her. Yeah? Don't give up. Yeah, we try our best to make her understand. But at the end of the day, who can really make her understand? Allah. That's why after we convey the message to them, we must keep on asking Allah, oh Allah, guide my sister. Strengthen her iman. Open her heart, her mind. It's important. Because it is just a word from us. But the one who really can move her heart is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Okay? May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. We hope to see you all soon again, inshallah. I'm aware that all of you are aware about our normal classes here. Every Wednesday morning we have class for those who are free to attend, the same time, 11 until 12:30. Saturday we have, and Sunday we have, inshallah. So don't forget to convey this good news to all your friends. Bring them along, and then inshallah maybe they will benefit from the class, and you will get a lot of reward for bringing them to this environment, inshallah. Until we see you again next week, so may Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, may Allah strengthen our iman and increase our sabar. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wa bilai taufiqi wal aqli da'wana walhamdulillah rabbal alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Those who have this book already, alhamdulillah. Who don't have, you can purchase right now. Or